Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, and welcome to the podcast for the week of January 24th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. A phrase from this week's poem, "Who knows when the chains will be off?" And I particularly bring this poem and this phrase because we are going to talk this week, people, about Capricorn. This is a week of saturated Capricorn energy. And just a reminder, Capricorn is one of the 12 zodiac signs. And as the planets move around the heavens, around us from our perspective in the earth, they move against the backdrop of the zodiac wheel, a pattern of star energies. And Capricorn is one of them. Now, Capricorn is a grounded earth sign. It's about let's get on with it, people. Let's make it happen. It's very executive, practical, grounded energy. However, I want to share with you the deeper mythic roots of Capricorn. The image of this sign is actually a sea goat, which is a mythic character that's upper body is a mountain goat and lower body is a dolphin's tail. So it's this shape-shifting combination of the goat and the dolphin. And its deeper meaning of Capricorn is, yes, you can climb the mountain. That's a very strong energy of Capricorn, you know, to go focused on your goals and what you want to accomplish and make it happen. And we forget about the deeper mystery of the dolphin's tail of Capricorn, which is this ability to swim in the fluid oceanic mysteries. For me personally, I feel like Capricorn gets a really bad rap because it's been colonized by our dominant mindset of the culture, which is that doing and acquiring and manipulating. And yet there are deeper, powerful mysteries in the Capricorn sign that are about, yes, you climb the mountain, but you are rooted and sourced by the mysteries of the intuition, of the deeper knowings, the oceanic mind. And so with so many planets in Capricorn this week and for this time period, there is an invitation for all of us to shapeshift the very sort of fear-based, controlling, dominated executive in us, which is a poison that comes from our white supremacist colonial mindset that we all have challenge with. And so this week, all these planets and connections that happen in Capricorn give us this challenge to say, yes, I want my life to get in order. Yes, I have to be in alignment with my goals, with my values. I need to walk my talk. Can I do it also rooted in the mystery of my heart and my deeper intuition? Let's see. So beginning this week, Monday, January 24th, Mars enters Capricorn for about 6 weeks until March 6th. Now, this is important because Mars is one of the inner planets and has to do with our young warrioress energy, our advocate. It's a very dynamic, let's go make it happen, let's go after what we want. When Mars enters Capricorn, its energy is very precise and very clear. I want to go after what I want. I want to take a stand and advocate for something important, but I want to do it in a practical and grounded way. The next 6 weeks are phenomenal in terms of helping you get on with what you feel you must do in your life. But I want to caution you, don't do it from that wounded, frantic, fear-based, controlling, oh my God, the world is coming to an end. I've got to control everything. That's not helpful. You know, nor is it helpful to be caught in your anger, your unconscious anger, because one of the challenges of the Mars archetype is violence, aggression, and anger. So Mars and Capricorn can give you the opportunity in the next month and a half. Okay, what is it I really feel I have to do? And am I grounded in that implementation? Do I have unfinished business with unconscious anger and aggression that it's time to grow up, Capricorn? do what I need to do to shapeshift it, to shift the poisons of that anger and direct the power of the anger to do something functional and sustainable. Then on Wednesday, January 26th, planet Mercury, which has been retrograde, goes back into Capricorn. Now, just a reminder, when planets are retrograde, they appear to move backwards in their orbit. So they appear to move backwards in the zodiac wheel. Mercury became retrograde, seemed to go backwards in the sign of Aquarius about a week ago. And now it's re-entering Capricorn. That's the sign just before Aquarius. And it will continue to move through Capricorn until it goes forward, seems to go forward or goes direct in its orbit on February 3rd. Now, when a planet re-enters a sign that it's traveled through before in its retrograde motion, there's an opportunity to finish what it started. Now, Mercury is the communicator, storyteller archetype. Has to do with your mind and how you perceive things and the stories you make up about them and also about how you communicate. Now, the retrograde period of Mercury starting in Aquarius, that's a sign that has to do with innovation and doing something different and being free and being egalitarian and thinking outside the box. It's wonderful energy. The fact that Mercury goes retrograde back into Capricorn in this particular cycle says, now is the time to roll up your sleeves and figure out practically, how am I going to ground those innovative, new, outrageously alternative ways of thinking and expressing myself. So really great way to say, I got new ideas about my life, new directions I could go in, ways that I could help the community, that I could lean in and be innovative in terms of helping us all, you know, do something about all the difficulties we have. But then how do I get it grounded? How do I work with it? Okay, so that's part of what you might feel this week as Mercury re-enters Capricorn in its review period, its retrograde period of reviewing. And then Saturday, January 29th, Venus goes forward after being retrograde. It goes forward at 11 degrees of Capricorn. And just a reminder for my listeners, if you don't understand degree measurements, you don't worry about it. Just take the story I'm telling you and let that guide you. And for my astrology people, you know what to do with 11 degrees of Capricorn, okay, in your chart. Now, Venus has been retrograde since December 19th, and I've spent a lot of time in the last couple of podcasts talking about what an extraordinary journey this is. Because when Venus goes retrograde, appears to go backwards in its orbit, remember, it is moving from its evening star phase to its morning star phase. So as it's going towards retrograde, it's been an evening star. It sets after the sun. Then it disappears from our view. It goes into the underworld, and then it rises again as a morning star, which is now happening. If any of you can look in the east and see the sky, you will see this huge, bright, white star. That's Venus, having risen again in the sign of Capricorn, starting a whole new 20-month cycle with Venus. Now, Venus is the archetype of the relational one, the lover, has everything to do with your values, what's important to you, and how you relate to the world on all levels. With Venus being retrograde in Capricorn, we've all had this six-week period of huge reassessment in our core relationships with resources like money and time, with our core values, and big questions about our patterns of belonging. And I've challenged all of us, myself included, to say, stop trying to belong in an inauthentic way. You belong to yourself. And what can you do now when a planet goes forward after seeming to be retrograde? It's time to implement the changes that have been cooking in you in the review period of Venus in the last 6 weeks. You know what to do. There's places you got to make the call. You got to stand up in that Capricorn way and say, you know, I am the executive of my life. I am the captain or mistress of my life. Here's where I got to make sustainable changes and stand in my authority and my belonging to myself. Very, very powerful going forward now with this energy of Venus. So notice what you're feeling at the end of the week and how things maybe start coming into place and you get the courage to take a stand and say, I'm the authority of my life in a compassionate way, and this is what needs to happen. Finally, on Saturday, January 29th, Mercury is conjunct Pluto at 26 degrees of Capricorn. This is so powerful, and Mercury's retrograde, and again in this review period with the communicator, and it is with Pluto, the archetype of the transformer, the seeker of the depths, and reminding you that Pluto is named after the deity of the underworld, the god of hell, the goddess of hell, Persephone, Hades. And Pluto, whenever it shows up in a cycle, is always about deep systemic change. I often call it, take it down to the bones. What's the old stuff, the old skins that have to go? And no BS. The thing about Pluto, it's a relentless archetypal energy of tell the truth to yourself. Quit BSing yourself in the world. What's really going on? What's underneath things? Now, Mercury is the mind, the communicator, the storyteller. A Mercury-Pluto connection says a penetrating mind where you can really tell yourself the truth. Now, this is one of three cycles, times that Mercury and Pluto come together. So you're in the midst of this big transformation cycle of your mind in Capricorn, which is partly why I bring you the poem I'm about to read you, is take the chains off in your mind. Again, the enculturated, colonized Capricorn becomes very frantic, dominating, overburdened, over-responsibility. Gotta do, gotta do, gotta do. Mercury coming together with Pluto and Capricorn challenges you to say, what is really your responsibility to do? And have you caught the poisonous Kool-Aid of the enculturated colonized system that we live in, the dominator culture that says do, 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 make, gain, gain, gain? It's like, whew, that's toxic, okay? And this Mercury-Pluto cycle began December 30th of 2021 when they came together in the heavens and will go until March 3rd of 2022. So we have a little over 2 month period of this transformation of our mindset. What truly is mine to do? What truly is right structure, Capricorn, in my life? What's right purpose? And where do I need to have the courage to make the call to cut the BS? The old stories that are about wrong kind, unhealthy kind of Capricorn, you know, the goat that has severed itself from its dolphin's tail and is just in this frantic doing and acquiring. Take a look at what's emerging at the end of this week, giving you some insights. And you might even notice since the beginning of the year, where have you been tracking some kind of call to a deep mindset shift? And there's many, many tools available to you for all of this. I highly recommend you go check out my website, On the Edges of Change. I have so many resources for you listed there, including my YouTube channel, Guided Journeys, you can just download and listen to. Of course, this podcast, all kinds of resources from me and from many people. So pay attention to that. Okay, my friends, saturated by Capricorn. So I want to give you this poem that is very mysterious in a way. And I want to invoke the sea goat for you. Give yourself a breather from the dominant consensus reality, Capricorn, and let yourself begin to feel your dolphin's tail. That as you go about your business of deciding what's mine to do, making your list in this week of saturated Capricorn, let yourself have the mysterious sense of your life being a pilgrimage. And maybe you can help yourself take the chains off. Maybe you can help the world take the chains off. The poem is called Sail Away by Rabindranath Tagore. Early in the day it was whispered that we should sail in a boat. Only thou and I, and never a soul in the world would know of this, our pilgrimage to no country and to no end. In that shoreless ocean, at thy silently listening smile, my songs would swell in melodies, free as waves, free from all bondage of words. Is the time not yet come? Are there works still to do? Lo, the evening has come down upon the shore, and in the fading light, the seabirds come flying to their nests. Who knows when the chains will be off, and the boat, like the last glimmer of sunset, vanish into the night. Blessings this week for you to feel your dolphin's tail, and to notice when the chains can come off, and seize the day, and let them fall away, and be guided by the deeper intuitive mysteries of your oceanic self. Bless your transformation journey, dear ones.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger.
More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.